Museum of Natural History celebrated the Hatch Day of Nova Scotia's favorite reptile, Gus the Tortoise, this past weekend. To commemorate the big day, hundreds of folks gathered to sing Happy Hatch Day, have a cupcake, and join Gus on a walk around the museum yard. Gus is a gopher tortoise, a species native to the southeastern United States. They are considered a keystone or important species in their environment, as they love to dig burrows in the ground that serve as homes for hundreds of other animals. The animal has a typical lifespan of 40 to 70 years in the wild. This year, Gus turns 104.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gus. Happy birthday to you.
Our favorite little guy hatched in Florida around the year 1922. It is unknown which day is his actual birthday, but it is celebrated each year in August. In 1942, Gus was purchased by Mr. Don Crowdis for a staggering $5. He was then brought over to Halifax, where he has lived in the museum ever since. Gus is, of course, not even close to the only great thing to see there. Their temporary exhibit, Dinosaur Exploration 2, will be on display until September 7th, and this is alongside a multitude of other permanent and temporary exhibits. I got to speak to the museum's manager, Jeff Gray, about the inner workings of the museum and why these establishments remain so important. Here is what he had to say.
I think my favorite part of working here is that our exhibits are always changing, so our main story tends to be different, you know, over the course of a year, and then year over year, we're always trying to bring new exhibits and new stories to the museum and sort of find things that people are excited about coming to see at the museum.
What would you say is one of the biggest exhibits you've had a hand in kind of facilitating?
So the biggest exhibit that's ever visited the Museum of Natural History was the Body Worlds exhibit in 2018. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that Body Worlds had been sort of east of Montreal and north of Boston, sort of ever in this part of the country. It was the most attended exhibit. A lot of people were just really excited because they didn't think that that was an exhibit that they would get to see here in Halifax. It was a challenge because we were squeezing it into a space that it was, our space was smaller than what that exhibit was. But for me, it was rewarding. I had been trying to bring Body Worlds here since 2006, when I previously had worked at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia. We were still trying to get an exhibit like that here to Halifax. So for that to finally happen, that was wonderful. For it to be as popular as it was wonderful. And I think, you know, and in spite of all of that, perhaps the biggest takeaway for me was that like 6 months after the show had closed, I got a letter from a lady who told me that she came to the exhibit, she saw the smoker's lung, she had stopped smoking that day and hadn't smoked since. Wow. And that to see that a museum exhibit could have that kind of impact on a person was a really sort of wonderful takeaway.
I'd agree. What else do you kind of hope people get out of coming to the Museum of Natural History? I mean, other than things like that.
I think that for the most part, we want people to come and have a good time. We want people to learn something that they maybe didn't know before, whether it's learning something about Nova Scotia that they didn't know, or whether it's about learning about a different culture or a different time or a different place that maybe they've never thought about, and then sort of see how they fit in or how Nova Scotia fits into that larger global story. I think if they can take something new away, you know, then I think that that's always sort of our main goal. But even at a base level, we hope that people come and whether it's 45 minutes or an hour and a half or whatever time that they spend with us, that, you know, that it put a smile on their face, that they felt that they had a nice, wonderful time while they were here visiting the museum.
Very cool. Have there been any big challenges over the years that you've had to kind of deal with working here?
I mean, museum work is always filled with certain challenges. It is not a for-profit operation. So we are, you know, generally we are, you know, it's challenging for resources, whether they're financial or for human. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, working within those sort of confined resource realities is probably the biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about exhibits, there's always temporary exhibits that you wish you could do, but we don't have enough space to do them, mm-hmm. or we don't have the resources to bring them in. So trying to find the best exhibits that fit our space and our schedule and our budget is always sort of, you know, one of the bigger challenges. But when you find the right things, it ends up being probably the most rewarding part of it too.
Yeah, I definitely see that. What kind of goals or, you know, what wishes do you have for the museum for going forward?
I think it's a continuation of what we've been doing. We are always trying to bring in great exhibits. It's always sort of a key thing to find something that's never been here before, whether that's in Halifax or whether it's Atlantic Canada, to find. I mean, the biggest compliment in a funny way for us is that if someone says, oh, this is something I would have expected to see in, you know, Toronto or outside, you know, in a larger city, and if we're able to bring it here, we find that to be sort of the most rewarding thing that we can do. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's sort of a continuation, you know, that for, I mean, pretty much all of the years that I've been here, we've had, you know, we'll do a big show every year. This year it's our dinosaur exhibit that's on. Last year it was Monsters of the Abyss. We're working on some really great shows for the next couple of years as well. And so this idea that we can bring in great exhibits is part of it. The other side of it is that we've been sort of slowly working on our permanent galleries as well. Mm-hmm. I think in the entire time that I have been here, we've changed all of the permanent exhibits for except for like one little case hasn't been worked on. And this idea that we can try to have continual improvement of the permanent galleries as well, mm-hmm. so that people can learn about Nova Scotia, whether they're from Nova Scotia or from away, and find new ways to share that information. Our brand new Mi'kmaq gallery that we opened last year was done in partnership with Mi'kmaq communities. And so to find new ways to deliver new exhibition projects is important as well. So I think that those two things, if we can keep bringing in great temporary shows that sort of share the world story with Nova Scotians, and then continually improving the museum's gallery spaces so we continue Nova Scotia's story for maybe people who are here or away. Those two things sort of plodding along together is kind of the goal for the next number of years.
I guess my final question before I kind of wrap up, what is it like working with Gus?
Oh, well, I mean, it's like, I think anyone who works with a legend would have the same thing. you know, he is a wonderful... a wonderful coworker that we all get to work and spend time with here at the museum. It is oddly, and on a day like today where we're celebrating Gus's hatch day, you see sort of the public's love and affection for Gus. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the you know, working with Gus, you know, the animal is a wonderful experience in of itself. But being able to be sort of the custodian and the person and the people who get to share Gus and Gus's stories with others is great. And, you know, this sounds like I'm making this up, but, you know, we'll have people who come here who came to see Gus when they were a child, and now they're coming with their children, or they're coming with their own grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And getting people who have, I mean, he's been with the Nova Scotia Museum since the 1940s. So you're seeing multiple generations of people who have sort of a history or at least a memory of coming to see Gus, and being able to share that memory with generations, to me is this sort of magical thing that there aren't many examples of that you can see something as a child and come back and share it with your own children and have that sort of experience. And I think that it's really a wonderful thing that we're able to do here and that people get to experience it. And on a day like today, I think that everybody up there would agree.
Yeah, for sure. That is really special, too. Well, that was all I kind of had interested in talking about today. Was there anything else you kind of wanted to share with me and our listeners before I wrap up the recording?
You know, I mean, I think, you know, I appreciate that people are, you know, live busy lives and have a lot on the go. My hope is that people find time to carve out opportunities to visit museums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are, you know, a safe place for people to go and learn about the world and the world around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it is a chance to share that time in the space with another person and can provoke interesting conversations and interesting shared experiences. And that, you know, as a world moves into such a hyper digital AI generated fakeness of experience, that museums are one of these places where you can go and have a real tangible experiences and see real things from a shared history of a people. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it, to me, it feels almost more important than ever to come. And while not exclusively a younger audience, a lot of the audience who listens to this station, I hope that a younger audience remembers that, you know, museums were not just for children, that were for all ages, and that they hope, you know, that they take a time to come and visit and come and check out the things that are going on, take in a program or take in something that's at the museum, and not necessarily even just this museum, different museums all over the city or in other parts of the world that they travel to. I hope that they do take those opportunities. I also find that for a lot of people, you know, they'll travel to other places in the world and they can't wait to go and visit museums and experiences in other places, mm-hmm. but sometimes forget to visit museums in their own place as well. And that you get sort of a broader picture if you visit both. So yeah, we hope that people come and try us out, or try us out again and visit again.
Happy Hatch Day, Gus. I think I speak for all when I say Nova Scotia loves you. Gus goes for a walk around the museum quite often, so those looking to visit him can find out his schedule on the museum's website, linked in the written portion of this piece. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I am Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.